I'm not arguing that necessarily that fake news is a good thing. What I'm arguing is that the mechanisms that we need to get past fake news are not simply making some committee where you don't know how people got put on this committee in charge of determining what's fake news and what's not. Because again, it's very convenient when the fake news is something that, you know, you sort of think is fake news, but what if it goes the other direction? A good example of this is during the coronavirus crisis, early on, I was involved with several groups that were heavily promoting the immediate use of masks. And the CDC and several other agencies, the World Health Organization, were actually saying, no, masks are needed. Don't use masks. People are going to use masks wrong. Now, I think in retrospect, we all know that these institutions were wrong and they have subsequently revised themselves. But if there was an easy fake news mechanism, then people like myself and others who were promoting the heavy use of masks could have easily been wiped off the internet. And so I think we really, really need to think hard about what the right mechanism for regulating speech on the internet is, because it is very, very easy to far overreach. It's far easier to overreach than it is to underreach on these things. And so I believe that the issue of fake news in and of itself is never going to go away. There are other harder and longer term measures that are required. For instance, we need to have better functioning institutions than the institutions we currently have. We need to have better education and learning than what we currently offer to a lot of people. So there's hard fixes and then there are easy fixes. And unfortunately, we tend to go for the easy fix, but the easy fix usually brings more problems with it than it solves.
True, true. I think also a big problem was maybe that they all did the same, Twitter, Facebook, and YouTube all together. The
Well, in
collusion,
my mind, the
you know.
problem is they did it when it was no more cost to them. They didn't do anything when there was a lot of cost to them. So for 4 years, they were basically profiting. And then all of a sudden, they find this one common enemy, which they are like, oh, this is the perfect enemy. Everybody's going to agree that they're evil. So we'll kick them off and we'll look good. We'll look virtuous. And we'll get a hall pass for the, we'll get a pass for the 4 years of inaction before that. So to me, you know, I don't really like the word virtue signaling because it's kind of used so widely, but this was in fact an act of virtue signaling. Never mind, by the way, that Parler is back online. It's back online hosted in Russia. That clearly cannot be better for the world than the situation we had previously, right? So people on Parler, Parler is probably completely backhauled by Russia now because of where it is hosted. It's still going to be used. We'll have less access to it than before for legitimate law enforcement purposes. So it's almost as if we didn't think the immediate next thing that was going to happen, and that was predictably going to happen because this has happened in many other areas where we've taken a similar approach before. You know, for example, there was the whole war on Craigslist and on Backpages and on any kind of advertising for sex work. Well, we shut down the legitimate sites. Guess what? It's the internet. There are now sites in other regions that we have no access to that are doing exactly the same thing. So unless you want to shut down the entire internet or you want to regulate the entire internet, which I just don't know how that's possible or desirable, we need to come up with better solutions. And those better solutions are going to be harder than these quick fixes.
Yeah. But it's good to have debates about it, you know,
Oh,
people can
definitely.
see
For sure.